The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right. I'm TJ, and my keen ability to detect subtleties in someone's statements that really tell the truth is just they're out of this world. And I'll prove that to you in a little bit and make a lot of people mad. But hey, I'll take the arrows.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
So now trending, Mike Tyson is trending this morning. They did a press conference with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul yesterday in preparation for this big boxing event on Netflix on Friday.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul called 58-year-old Mike Tyson boring during the press conference. Mike Tyson was a little subdued. Jake Paul, obviously, YouTube superstar, media figure, mogul. Yeah. And he was bringing the excitement, and Mike Tyson was very reserved, you know. He's not a big personality sometimes.
No, doesn't he? Isn't he a weed advocate? Isn't he big on the weed?
I think he likes the weed. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so maybe he was, you know, high as a satellite up in there yesterday. Who knows?
Maybe. He is training hard, though. Some of these training videos I've seen. Now, if you have a Netflix account, you will be able to watch the fight. It is a 4.5-hour event with some boxing before it. But we'll see what kind of numbers they do and if Netflix is proud of this event.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be huge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, I hope Jake Paul just wears him out.
Yeah,
I almost said Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
I hope Senator Rand Paul beats the crap out of Mike Tyson.
Well, Rand Paul's gotten the crap beat out of him before by his neighbor, remember?
Crazy neighbor. Yeah.
So that is Friday on Netflix. Today is National Pickle Day. Pickle. One of TJ's favorite things ever is a good pickle.
Mm-hmm. I eat pickles every day, I think, probably. I was thinking about it this morning. I don't think a day goes by that I don't eat at least one baby kosher.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. What's your go-to? A baby, a little, is that the real tiny ones?
Yeah, but that's not my favorite. My favorite are just regular hamburger slice dill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Never a bread and butter pickle. He's not a sweet pickle guy.
I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a sweet pickle.
Now trending sponsored by No More Last Days. Head over to tjriggins.com/last days and help a dog at risk of euthanasia in kill shelter. So it's a great company. Go pick up some of their merch. tjriggins.com/last days. Every purchase goes to help a dog in need. Absolutely love them. And kind of sad news, Dave Coulier from Full House talked about having stage 3 a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So he's got cancer, and he said, if this is the last part of my life, I've come to terms with it. It was, like, devastating. I grew up loving Full House. So this one hit me a little harder. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Such a kid's corn not ball.
Allowed to like Full House.
A cornball show.
Well, I was...
Your sense of humor is more sophisticated than that, Riggins. Even as a child, I would have hoped it would be.
Well, it wasn't. And don't call him Uncle Joey. You know, he was never an Uncle Joey. He was Danny's friend. So it's Uncle Jesse and best friend Joey. Right. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, praying for Dave Coulier. He always seems like a great guy.
But he said he's not worried about it. It's very, very treatable and that he's going to be fine.
Yeah, they said total remission by 2025. Yeah. So pray for Dave Coulier. We're going to talk about bad exes, or maybe you're still with them, but how they impacted your family. Coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So let me say, there's an article out today. It says, how to get your dog back from an ex. And it goes through all the ways you can try if you're together with somebody and they take your dog.
Yeah.
And I don't even need to read it because I'm going to kill you. If you, this is just a warning, anybody I ever date, if you try to take my dog after we break up, I'm going to kill you. And I'll never get that dog back because I want to be in jail. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to shoot you until you're dead. I don't know how people
read. How does that even happen? Whoever had the dog first. It's that person's dog.
You should hear the steps they're telling you. Step one, negotiate. I mean, report the dog is stolen, file a case in small claims court. That's great. You file all the small claims court, whatever. I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to be in jail and my parents are going to have to take the dog somehow. Have you ever I know we've had stories on this show in the previous years of people having things stolen from a partner or specifically an ex. Remember that guy that was stealing her mom's jewelry, I think, and buying drugs with it. I remember that. Mm-hmm. The guy that was dating the woman and he stole her kid's bike or something like that to buy drugs.
Yeah. It was, Christmas gift that they had in the, you know, they were hiding it in the garage waiting for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he took it and sold it.
Kind of dark, but it's funny on the face. Have you ever dated somebody that stole from you or your family?
No.
Thank God.
No, I never dated trashy people.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't present as trashy, but you find out they're trashy later.
I have a pretty sharp trash meter.
At TJ Riggins Show, have you dated somebody that stole from you or your family? You can be anonymous if you want to. Here's a DM we just got. They want to remain anonymous. I have a boyfriend, but every time his grown daughter comes over, she steals everything from clothing to silverware. He refuses to acknowledge that she's a thief. I set her up. I left out makeup and pants with sticky notes on them underneath. The note said, gotcha, you're on camera. She saw the notes and returned the things before she even left. I set up old computer cameras in rooms and added sensor lights in storage rooms that stay on 5 minutes after the door is open.
Hmm.
Is that relationship sustainable?
No.
If the grown daughter's coming over and stealing stuff from you all the time and he refuses to acknowledge it?
Yeah. So I don't remember. Did you say they're married or not?
No, they're dating.
Okay.
She says her boyfriend.
She needs to get out of it.
Because he can't acknowledge what his own kid's
doing. It's his responsibility to make sure that his daughter is not doing stuff like that. And if he doesn't do that, then she has no other choice. If she doesn't want her stuff stolen, if he's not going to, you know, make the rule with his daughter and enforce it.
Yeah.
Then she's got to go.
Yeah. What kind of man are you though? And
not.
Like, to not, and it's a grown daughter. So I understand like, oh, she's not a kid anymore, but still it's your child.
But you're also not married. So, yeah. I mean,
cut your losses and move on.
Right. Yeah. And how much say do you have anyway is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're not married and you're telling him to do something about his daughter and it depends on who owns the house.
Yeah.
If it's his house, get out. If it's your house, kick him out.
Yeah. And I think it's her house and it's just the daughter. Kick him out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or if it's your house, you can say she's not allowed over here.
That's, I think, the first step. But if he continues to not acknowledge it, both of you got to go.
Right.
So at TJ Riggins Show, if somebody's stolen something from you or your family, great answers.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, there's a controversy in the world of media, and it is around one of the greatest NFL players of all time at his position, Michael Strahan. Now, a lot of you ladies just know Michael Strahan from Good Morning America and from Kelly and Michael and all of that. Maybe even from seeing him on football coverage on Fox. But he was a bad, bad man on the field. It was just absolutely awesome. I think he was on Dancing with the Stars, too. The women may know him from that.
Yeah, sure.
It was Veterans Day weekend this past weekend, and the Fox crew of the anchors at the desk that analyzed the games and all that stuff, they were on a naval base, San Diego Naval Base, paying tributes to the military and all. Well, when they did the national anthem, all the other hosts, Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long and all of them, put their hand over their heart like they're supposed to. Michael Strahan didn't. Kept his hands clasped in front of him. Didn't put his hand on his heart. So everybody's saying, oh, that was bad. He shouldn't have done that. And he's, you know, trying to protest. Well, he finally came out with a statement. And, you know, parts of the statement were, I have nothing to protest. I have no statement to be made. The only statement that that should be made and that I want to make is that I love the military. I've always loved the military. I will always love the military. I do so many programs to help veterans and soldiers. I grew up on a military base with a father who was a major in the Army. My brother, my sister, my cousins, they all served in the military. I'm a military brat. Okay. So I didn't know all of that about him.
Yeah.
Although in his entire statement, which was made on X or some social medias or whatever, that should clear it up. However, I think he could be, some could say, that he's playing a little evasive with certain words. He declared his love for the military specifically. He did not say, I love this country. He did not say, I love U.S. of America.
Really?
He said, I love the military.
Okay. I don't know what to make of that. That's,
well, I think, Riggins, what we make of that is that I, as a powerful, influential member of the media, just extended this whole controversy. We need another statement.
Great.
From Michael Strahan.
Another one. That first one was like 4 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah. He's still going on trying to.
Mm-hmm. Trying to evade the words country and America.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the United States.
You gathered all that from the, he likes the military, but he never said he likes the country.
Because somebody said, you didn't salute, you didn't put your hand over your heart during the national anthem. Is that some sort of protest? What would you say, Riggins? No, it's not a protest. I love this country. Which it stands.
Yeah.
One nation under God.
Honestly, I probably wouldn't be able to get the words out because I'd be crying because I hate getting confronted by anything.
So you join with me, America, and let's extend this controversy at least a couple of more days.
Drag it out.
I want to hear from Michael Strahan right now.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. By the time the 90s came around, I was already a young adult. You know, I graduated high school in 1987, which, by the way, that's a pet peeve of mine to say something and something as the year 1987. Not to say I wasn't young and out enjoying life and the trends of the 90s, because I was. I mean, I was coming into myself as a man. I'm a man. But these boys in here, Riggins and Rob, they were full-on 90s babies. Riggins was born in 1987. So we have a list of the 10 movies that defined the 90s. That's what they call it. 10 movies that defined the 90s. So y'all tell me, should they be on this list? Clueless, 1995.
Probably.
Yes.
Okay. Rob, you don't even have to say anything for this one. Riggins, Toy Story.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want Rob to say anything because I didn't want him to start crying.
He's so good.
So far, I agree with these two.
Yeah, they're iconic.
Blair Witch Project, 1999.
Interesting one. Did it define the 90s? It was the first, like, found footage movie. I'll say it does define the 90s.
Yeah, and did it spawn the... one shot TV shows and everything else, like the one camera, like The Office, that kind of stuff.
I think maybe. You're right.
Did it come from that?
Maybe.
Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, yes.
1994. Tim Robbins and that one guy. I think this was his only movie. He's never done anything since. What's his name? Morgan Freeman. That was his name.
Freeman. I have never seen it, so I can't agree or disagree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Titanic.
Yes. 100%.
Number six, Titanic. Okay. 1996, Scream.
A classic horror movie, 100% defined the 90s. Yeah. That's a great one.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
I never saw Clueless either. So I never saw Blair Witch Project. I did see Shawshank Redemption and I saw Titanic. I didn't think it was as funny. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. But still, I mean, I got some laughs at it. The Matrix, I've never seen. That's number four.
Never seen it, but I know it's got a cult following.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree.
But does a cult following, you know, does that determine defining the 90s?
I don't know, but I think Clueless has the same thing. I don't know that was a monster hit, but I know tons of people love Clueless.
Yeah.
I think it was a monster hit. I think it was? Yeah, I think so. I think it was huge.
Women.
Yeah.
Women make the hits.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
Yes. One of my favorite movies ever.
Very much so. All right.
Number two, Goodfellas.
Yes. Classic Italian-American movie.
But isn't it more like the 70s movies that came about?
Like the Godfather?
Yeah, isn't it more like that than it would be the 90s, though?
No, it just means like something that was so popular in the 90s that defined, like everybody was into it or whatnot. And number one is a movie that I've never seen called Pulp Fiction Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, great movie. Also, starts kind of the mythos of Quentin Tarantino. Yep. How nerdy could I make that?
mythos. Ooh, good.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Boom. So we have some stupid audio from social medias around the world coming up. Oh, that'll be fun.
So much fun. Just a heads up, Now Trending sponsored by No More Last Days. Head over to tjriggins.com/lastdays, pick up some merch, and help dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. Right now, all the top trending topics revolve around President-elect Trump visiting the White House yesterday to meet with current President Joe Biden. And they seem to be cordial, and the amount of reporters that were in that room just screaming at the top of their lungs at these two guys was crazy. And you see both of them point at their ear like, "We can't hear you, so just stop." I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just an insane moment. So it all revolves around his appointments and things like that. A lot of politics stuff today. There's a new trailer out for a Netflix movie. It's called Mary. It's out on December 6th. Not a lot of movies out there about Jesus's mother, Mary.
Oh.
So this is on Netflix. No word on if it's historically accurate. Mm. But again, we don't know much about Jesus's childhood.
But we do know the Bible. We do know a lot about the people who run Netflix, though.
Right.
Which wouldn't surprise me if they did a hit piece on Mary.
Wouldn't that just be this close to Christmas, doing a hit piece on Mary? That's awful. Don't even think that. I'm hoping it's good. But
it would not surprise. I'll be surprised if it's the other way.
Yeah.
If it's not a hit piece on Jesus's mama.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins plays Herod, and so that is out for the holidays. Have you been into the holiday movies yet? Lifetime or Great American Family?
No, not
too
yet.
Early.
Mm-hmm. Too early for me. I don't even think my wife's been watching them yet, and I know she laughs hysterically about that Santa hunk or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Mr. Christmas.
Page. Yeah,
they're looking for the next holiday hunk for. Yeah. I think it's on Lifetime.
No, this is the one where it's like a Lifetime or a Hallmark movie, but there's a Santa character in it, but he's all hot. And what's her name? Lacey
Chabert?
Yeah, she plays in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the first one we talked about. It's like Santa Hunk or something like that.
What is it all about making? Because there's that reality show where they're making, finding a hunk to play Santa or whatever. Does Santa need to be hunky? No, he's supposed to be chunky.
Right.
Chunky and jolly. Yeah.
It's because, adults are trying to steal Santa from the kids.
They're stealing Christmas. That's what's happening.
Stealing the childlike part of it. It's our Santa, not yours, kids.
What's something you're dying to try? We'll find out next.
Introducing the new media center on the tjriggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Big exciting news. Alexis is going to be rejoining the show tomorrow. I talked to her yesterday. Confirmed this.
With voices or with texts?
With voices.
Oh, wow.
I'm a caller.
I know, but she's not.
What's funny, I called her and she goes, I was just about to call you. I was like, no, you weren't. No. You never called me once. So I didn't call her out, but like, you liar. So she's going to be in tomorrow because she's helping us with Breaking and Entering Christmas. She's actually leading the charge with Breaking and Entering Christmas this year.
She's doing Breaking and Entering Christmas by herself so far.
Yeah. And she's putting in a lot of work behind the scenes. But if you want to nominate a family for Breaking and Entering Christmas, all you have to do is head over to tjriggins.com/Christmas, read everything there, and nominate a family. And remember, don't tell them. So that nomination period is open now. tjriggins.com/Christmas. TJ, I don't know if you'll be surprised by this. I've never been to a Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh.
Ever.
I'm not surprised by that because you're not big on going to restaurants to begin with.
Not crazy.
Yeah. But you can't go to a restaurant like that by yourself usually. You usually got to have people with you. It's more of an event. Like,
yeah. You know. Is it all it's cracked up to be?
At one time in my life, I thought it was one of the greatest experiences I ever had. And then when I left the Brazilian steakhouse after my first visit, and about 10 minutes later, I felt like my colon was the size of a Mack truck because of all the meat I had just eaten. I mean, you get the meats. It was in Atlanta during a morning radio conference.
Yeah.
And we went to lunch there.
Oh, gosh.
Well, and I ate about 7 or 8 pounds of meat.
Just a little something midday.
You get the meat sweats in the middle of the day in Atlanta in the summer, August.
What did you have for lunch? A pound of roast beef.
Jeez. I had ribeye. I had pork loin. I had chicken.
I'm dying to go, though. I want to try it.
It's real good.
What's something you'd really like to try? And it's been on your mind for a while. At TJ Riggins Show, there's a ton of great answers. Like Valerie said, snow tubing. It looks like so much fun. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It does look like a lot of fun. And I've never been. That's a great one. Chris said, blowfish. I want to eat blowfish, but it's got to be cooked the right way or you're dead. I've only seen that in movies where they open the blowfish and, you know, it'll poison you if you eat anything else. I'm not dying to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Horseback riding on the beach. Great one. I also want to do that. Somebody says sailing a boat. I feel like I could do it.
No, you can't.
I don't think you could. but what is something you would love to try? Well, maybe we'll get TJ and Rob's answers later at TJ Riggins Show.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, you were talking about things that people want to try, like you're wanting to try a Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah.
I'll go with you to the Brazilian steakhouse.
Will
but you? I'll just have to control myself. Because, I mean, it's just your first time and somebody just keeps bringing you meat.
Yeah.
You know, you put the card on green at your table and they keep bringing it. And then when you got out of room on your plate, you turn it to red.
Yeah.
You turn it back over. Here they come running. I like that. But I've been wanting to try to spatchcock a turkey.
Oh. He wants to spatchcock it.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want, I mean, I'm not a big turkey fan, but I don't want the turkey so much as I just want to know how to do that.
Sure.
And then I may just give the raw turkey to my neighbor or something to cook. You can have it. I just wanted to cut it.
This wide open turkey carcass.
I wanted this turkey spread eagle with no backbone.
What do you got to? Yeah, you just got to cut around the back, cut the back out.
And tuck the legs, but I mean the wings in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you want to do things that you haven't done yet.
Yeah.
I like you admitting that. Because if I were to ask you, like, there's nothing I want to do that I haven't already done.
Well, I had to come up with something because you said going into the last break that I needed to have one.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So that's about all I could come up with.
I want to ride a horse. You know that. I've never ridden a horse before. I want to go skydiving. I want to try fondue. Never had fondue before.
Hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I would love that, dipping stuff in melted cheese.
I'm more of a fondant. not my thing.
I want to try Heelys.
Really?
That passed me because I was too old for them.
Mm-hmm.
But those kids looked like they were having a blast zipping around Concord Mills Mall.
They still make them?
I don't know, but I want to try them. I don't know if they make them for big fat guys anymore. there's a ton of these answers at TJ Riggins Show. A week long stay at an inclusive resort, said Lori.
Hmm.
Yeah. That seems like a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
Somebody said mushrooms. I want to try mushrooms. Jackie.
regular eating mushrooms or psychedelic mushrooms?
The gif that she posted of the bouncing mushrooms, it makes me think that they are the drug ones.
Oh. Yeah, no thanks.
Retirement, horseback riding, caring about others, said Campbell, Caleb. But Tracy's got a positive one. She wants to try Botox.
Yeah.
Never done it.
Does she need it?
No, she doesn't. Not a bit. Not one unit or whatever.
Yeah, unit.
Good. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, we've been keeping up with this daily. I didn't look this morning, but Riggins, have they caught all those monkeys in South Carolina that escaped yet? They still got some monkeys at large?
There's still some monkeys at large. They have spotted them sitting on the fence outside the research lab. I did see that.
Okay, well, this is not the first time we've had problems in this country with escaped monkeys. This is a news story from 1975.
Today, however, when Ruby Bernstein drove up to the White House where she plants her terrariums for sale, something happened. Something like a baboon leaped into the window of her car.
And he jumped over my body into the car, and we had some chips and stuff in the car, and Cokes, and a six-pack of unopened beer. He opened all the beer. He drank the Coke. He drank a whole beer, and a whole Coke, and he tried to open some chocolate soldier drinks.
Out from the animal shelter came Wes Martin. This is my first baboon call, he said. That was before we knew the true identity of the animal.
What happens to it now?
So we'll take it to the city animal shelter and put it under protected custody.
Not funny to you now. Do you think it ever will be?
No, sir. It's not funny now. I'm out a lot of money, and my car is demolished.
Tonight, as it sits in protective custody, the animal can consider what it did. It terrorized two people, it damaged a car, it broke some of Ruby Bernstein's terrariums, and it guzzled her beer. The correct ID on the animal, incidentally, is orangutan. Its name is Lily.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And that's true life news story from the 70s.
The orangutan at the White House? Is that where they're...
A White House, where her house is white, where sells her stuff.
That, so I can't believe I never heard that an orangutan got to the White House. But still, that's got to be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, just jumps in her car.
Through her window?
Yeah. Starts drinking her beer. And at first I thought, is she picking up stuff from Rob's grocery list?
Yeah, right.
She got Cokes, beer, and chocolate soldier drinks. That's like a Yoo-Hoo. It's another version of Yoo-Hoo.
Chocolate soldier. He drank a whole beer.
He cracked them open.
Yeah. It was a six-pack of unopened beer.
And broke my terrariums. I'm out. Who's going to rebuild these terrariums I got in here?
I'm out a lot of money, and my car is demolished. And then they're showing, it looks like an old Mercury or something like that. And, I mean, just the inside of that car is just destroyed.
Holy cow.
From one dang baboon / orangutan.
Named Lily. I couldn't tell the difference.
So you going to think about what you did, Lily. You think on that.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.